It's Thursday, October 1st, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. Risk in coronavirus theater, new developments on Windows for ARM, they do that as a service, and HPE's as a service expansion. This is the Business of Tech. IDC Canada with some useful insights about the return to work. Most businesses there are favoring coronavirus theater by, quote, prioritizing digital thermometer checkpoints instead of employee contact tracing or smartphone proximity solutions, end quote. Full details of the research in the show notes. Why do we care? I led with this because I had to observe that we've seen this in security too. Security theater over actual solutions. Sell the customer what they want, right? I've noted before that the exposure apps are seeing less uptake, which would be arguably a better solution. I liken this to cybersecurity sales. You'll want to ensure that you are advising your customers effectively on the benefits and the risks of the solution. If they're happy assuming risk, that's their choice. Here's an area I'd be very concerned about the potential blowback or liability if you aren't forward and open about your responsibilities with this technology. Seller beware. Microsoft has announced that X64 emulation is coming to Windows on ARM. This adds to the list of kinds of apps that can be run on ARM64 PCs, which is 32-bit native ARM apps, 64-bit native ARM apps, and 32-bit emulated Intel x86 apps. The emulation is coming in November, with rollout expected to extend into next year. Why do we care? There's a shakeup happening in chips, and here's the next step on that evolution. ARM chips are moving into the catbird seat, with variations showing up in so many devices. Here's why we care. I'm expecting to see these devices, with their lower power consumption and affordability, to bring down the further the cost of an endpoint. If you're focused on infrastructure, your tool set needs to include these, and I'd be looking at your hardware sales to understand where you can change out gear or which markets you may be able to move into with this option. Yubico is rolling out their UB Enterprise subscription service further, having announced their first regional customer in the Asia-Pacific market. Why do we care? Well, I wasn't even aware they had this as a subscription. I'm sure you, the listener, are making fun of me for that blind spot, so I'll happily accept that. In seriousness, the program is designed for customers with more than 750 users. For those looking at higher levels of security, physical keys are a great option. Here's my question. Has anyone leveraged this as a provider? HPE has announced an expansion of its as-a-service and SMB offerings, which include smaller starting capacity for HPE GreenLake offerings, and has debuted SMB Flex offers, quote, which allows distributors and solution provider partners to customize their built-to-order products to match unique customer needs. HPE has also improved its partner-ready onboarding process, making distributors the key point of contact for newly onboarded partners, end quote. Why do we care? Not groundbreaking news necessarily, simply more data points on the journey. Each vendor is going to roll out more and more as-a-service options. Count on it. At the event, HPE noted an average of 80% of its indirect business goes through its distribution partners, which is logical since not their total business, but the indirect business. They'll continue to have both, but more importantly, look for more of these as-a-service versions. You're not only selling them that way, you're consuming from the hardware vendors that way too. Acronis invites you to the Acronis Global Cyber Summit, the premier event dedicated to connecting the IT channel and IT pros with actionable insights, solutions, and strategies for effective cyber protection. Bringing together service providers, value-added resellers, CIOs, and ISVs, the summit is the world's largest gathering of thought leaders and industry experts sharing insights and advances in the field of cyber protection. Featuring a long list of speakers, sign up for free at acronis.events/summit2020. You'll even be able to catch me doing Why Do We Care online. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening. We'll round out the week tomorrow. Talk to you then.